Listening to the Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.
And you will see the goodness. You will see the goodness of the Lord. You will see the goodness. You will see the
Just lift your hands from where we almost done.
When you give up everything for Jesus, he promises you 100-fold in this life. And there'll be some persecutions along with that, too. Vashawn Mitchell and Donnie McClurkin with See the Goodness on the Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show. This station is five cities strong all day long. And we're going around the planet at www.kaytfm.com. Today is World Radio Day. And it's more than just a blast from the past. Radio is like a window to the world. And I'll tell you something. I've always wanted to do what I'm doing since I was a young boy. And it's absolutely amazing to me that I'm getting to actually live my dream. Isn't that wonderful? And I thank God for you being there. For my Bible students, let's get to our Bible Jeopardy challenge this morning, if you don't mind. Here we go. Who said, "For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not, but what I hate, that I do." Let me break that down into real English. The stuff that I don't want to do, I do. The stuff that I want to do, I don't do. Who said that? Was it John, Peter, Matthew, or Paul? Who said, "For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not, but what I hate, that I do." Who was the one that said that? Was it John, Peter, Matthew, or Paul? Romans 7:15 is where you're going to find the answer to that one. And you'll find me waiting by the phone for your phone call at 318-484-2500. I've got a toll-free line, 1-877-464-2500. I'm going to wait for you on the other side of these commercial messages. We're coming back. Erica Campbell is in with Positive next.
The diverse history of historically black colleges and universities. When it comes to the pursuit of civil rights, Jewish and African American communities have a tumultuous shared history. There is a chapter in the shared history that is often overlooked. In the 1930s, when Jewish academics from Germany and Austria were dismissed from their teaching positions, many came to the United States looking for jobs. Due to the Depression, xenophobia, and a rise in anti-Semitism, many found it challenging to find work. But more than 50 found positions at HBCUs in the segregated South. Originally established to educate freed enslaved Africans to read and write, the first of the HBCUs was Cheney University in Pennsylvania, established in 1837. By the time the Jewish professors arrived, the number of HBCUs had grown to 78. Because both Jews and African Americans were persecuted, Jewish professors in the black colleges found the environment comfortable and accepting, often creating special programs to provide opportunities to engage blacks and whites in meaningful conversation, often for the first time. In the years that followed, the interests of Jewish and African American communities increasingly diverged, but this once shared experience of discrimination and interracial cooperation remains a vital part of the civil rights movement.
Medicaid members, keep your address and phone number up to date to make sure you receive important information about your health insurance and you don't risk losing your coverage. If you get a letter from Louisiana Medicaid, follow the directions and respond to it as soon as possible. For questions or to update your info, call the number on your insurance card or visit healthy.la.gov. That's healthy.la.gov. Remember, keep your contact information up to date and respond to Medicaid letters so you don't lose your health care coverage.
Another proud sponsor of KAYTKQJOFM.
On this Tuesday, February 13th, not looking bad at all in Alexandria. Mainly sunny with a high at 61. Light and variable winds are expected. Partly cloudy skies overnight with a low at 36. A high of 63 and sunny in Lake Charles. A few light clouds are in the forecast from time to time overnight. Your low is at 42. Monroe looks to get into the sunshine act today with a high at 61. Light and variable winds are expected. Mostly clear overnight with your low at 37. Nice weather in Shreveport. Winds are light and variable in the sunshine with a high at 63. Your overnight low is at 38 under mostly clear skies. Extremely nice in Natchez, Mississippi. Sunshine 59 for your afternoon high temperature. Look for partly cloudy skies at night with a low at 37. That's your Tuesday, February 13th weather forecast. Thank you for listening. I'm Wade Hampton.
The Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.
Please believe it.
Blessed and highly flavored.
Can you repeat that?
We got the flavor for Wade Hampton.
Ooh.
For every generation, the heart and soul of Central Louisiana, KAYT.